Freak.
Yeah, yeah. You already know what it is. The host with the most, Lens Bias, straight from the 215 Philadelphia area. And you're listening to the Lens Bias Podcast. I appreciate you slide through on this Thursday, March 10th, 2022. Happy to be alive and shit. I've been supposed to do this podcast, but I just been had some other things to handle. But I wanted to talk about. I went to the Tyler the Creator concert with my daughter on what was that, Sunday night? Yeah, because I had off. It was Sunday night. I can't lie, that shit was lit. I didn't think I was gonna have as much fun as I did. You know? I really had a good time. My daughter, her nonchalant ass, had a good time. And it was just like a real, you know, bonding experience and shit. Like, my daughter, first of all, I was surprised she was a Tyler, the Creator fan, honestly. You know anything about Tyler, the Creator? He a wild nigga. And my daughter, she like a mix of me and her mom. Like, super nonchalant, but outspoken. What's the word? Conservative? I guess that's it. Yeah, conservative. What's the definition of conservative? Who knows? Excuse me. But yeah, like, she's super laid back, so I was surprised she was even a fan of Tyler, the Creator. I'm like, you like this shit? And on the way there, like, I'm mentioning songs and shit, and then come to find out, I'm a whole album behind. I'm like, yo, I hope he played this new song off his album. She like, Dad, that's not his new album. So I hop on Apple Music, and I'm like, let me look this shit up. Come to find out, I got his new album. I got his last album. The album I was talking about was like from 2019. Let me look this shit up, see what it is. Turn that back on. Let's see. Yeah, that's what I was looking up. Tyler. I can't even spell this morning. Tyler. So when it comes to albums, actually, no, that's not it. Because he got something out right now with DJ Drama. Unless that might be this joint right here. Call Me If You Get Lost. Yep, that's what the one he got with DJ Drama. That shit lit. I ain't gonna lie. But I was referencing Igor. That's the last album I thought he put out and shit. So my daughter just was like, Dad, you late to the game. You late to the party. That's not his new album. But yeah, I'm surprised she's a fan and shit, because, you know, just the type of quiet person she is. And like, she was, that was thorough and shit. Like, I ain't seen the video, his recent video out, but she had people coming up to her like, yo, your outfit is amazing, like, you look just like the girl in the video. And that was like, you know, the first like hour or 2 hours being there, because I'm black, so I made sure we showed up early and we was not late so we could find our seats. But we'll get into that later. But yeah, like, hella people was just like, yo, I like your outfit. And at first I thought it was just like a cool little, you know, teenage outfit. She had like a white skirt on, a white shirt, like a polo shirt, and a red a red sweater. And at first I thought people were just complimenting, you know, my daughter on her fashion sense. You know, a bunch of other women, young ladies coming up to her like, yo, I love your outfit. Don't you know we walked around that venue, we watched the concert and shit, like, six other people had that same outfit. But I still thought it was dope nonetheless. And it was our first concert together and shit. That was only my second concert in life, maybe third technically. But that was her first concert ever, and we got to do it together. And that's, you know, I find that dope as shit. Like, imagine whoever your first artist is, you get to experience that with your parents. And not only that, your parents ain't there. Like, it was one point when I was acting sleepy, because I was. That was usually around the time I'd be asleep or, you know, get ready to go to work and shit. But imagine going to your first concert with your parents, and they just out there vibing and having a good time and shit. Y'all both having a good time. And that's what it was. It was just like a, you know, a real bonding experience. But so we had, her mom bought the tickets out of surprise and shit. Her mom just hit me up one day like, yo, I bought two tickets to the Tyler, the Creator concert, but I don't really think that's my vibe. I don't, you know, she wasn't trying to go pretty much. So she was like, are you willing to go? And I was like, yeah, I'll go to the concert, not realizing it's my daughter's first concert. It's going to be our first concert together. I'm like, you know, that's my daughter. Sure, I'll do it. But it ended up being dope and shit because she bought a suite. I thought we was going to get some seats. My daughter wanted to go stand down on the floor and shit and, you know, get in the mosh pit and turn up. And I was like, listen, you got a dress on. I don't want to have to fuck nobody up. That's what I was thinking in my head. Like, let's just stay up in this suite. Next time we go to a concert, I'll buy some floor tickets. Excuse me. We'll party with the people and shit. But, yeah, the suite was cool, you know. It was like 12 seats in the suite. I think it was 10 of us in there. It wasn't crowded. One of the suites, so the suite mates and shit that we had, suite mates. But it ended up being two Caucasian women with their sons. They're like probably like pre-adolescent sons. It was a woman that looked Lebanese in there with her daughter. She might have been white, I don't know, but she looked Lebanese. My daughter is like a teenager, probably around the same age as my daughter, if not older. Quarter be 16 this year. And there was two white young boys, probably like 17, 18. They was up in there. But the suite was cool because, you know, we got our privacy and shit. We got the TVs up in there. One of the suite mates, she ordered food because we went to that's the crazy thing. So the concert was held at the Wells Fargo Arena or Center. I don't know what they call that shit. That's where the Sixers played up. So, you know, back in the day when I used to go there, you know, you bring cash. Yeah, it's expensive. I just went there last year to see a Sixers game and paid money in cash and shit for food. This year you go. In fact, I went there this year for a Sixers game, but I digress. So anyway, we up in this spot. They don't take cash at all. Everything is cashless. Parking is cashless. What the fuck? You can't even tip nobody. That must be pretty good. But everything cashless. You gotta, if you wanna buy a beer or water, you gotta use your debit card or, you know, Apple Pay type of shit. Nothing. You can't buy a slice of pizza. There was a nigga in there with cotton candy, but there ain't with no fucking cotton candy. Where was I? Yeah, everything cashless and shit. So when I took my daughter, we was gonna order some stuff, you know, order some food. Get some drinks, you know, water for her, alcohol for me, of course. And I was like, all right, you know, it's expensive, but it's all right. We together. We have, you know, we doing our thing, me and my little girl. These motherfuckers, like, we don't take cash at all, and I ain't got no cash on my card, yo. So I'm like, oh, fuck. So we go back to the suite. One of the suite mates, she ended up ordering a pizza, crab fries, some beverages, and she wanted us to partake. Now, you know me. I slid in my seat. I'm just chilling. She come rub my chest. Now, you got to relax. Cause she was a cougar. But she come rub my chest. And I was telling one of my friends this story. And I said back. But then I had to think about it. Like, no. She was rubbing on your chest, bro. But she was like, yo, if you want to come, you know, get something to eat, by all means, please do. My daughter, she was already up there eating. Like, listen, nigga. Fuck segregation. I'm in the mix. The sweet mate, the cougar, she was like, if you want to come get something to eat, you're more than welcome to it. Grab a slice of pizza and some fries and shit. Ended up walking back around because my daughter wanted to order a hoodie. Not order, but buy a hoodie from, you know, like one of the merch tables. They don't take cash either. So come to find out, there's ATMs in there that you can put money into that'll put it back on your debit card. It's called a reverse ATM. I know about these things. Like, banks have them, of course, but I didn't know they had the motherfuckers up in there. So my daughter ended up getting this doodle brown color Tyler the Creator, you know, merch tour hoodie. Motherfucker cost $100, bro. I've never paid over like $40, maybe $50 for a hoodie. Never in my life will I ever. I mean, probably one day, but I haven't yet. But she wanted the hoodie, so she got it. So we ended up going back up to the suite and, you know, watching the acts. Some of the acts took place while we was moving around, going to get food or going to get merch and shit. Like, it was some nigga named Tizo Touchdown from, like, Texas. Ain't that a tongue twister? Tizo Touchdown from Texas. He was on some, like, rap/rock, heavy metal type of shit. Type of nigga. He had nails all in his hair. Was doing rap music pretty much. He had some interesting songs. It was funny being a parent in there with your child and a motherfucker come on stage talking some, I like to fuck. Yeah. Singing about fucking, but hey, how you think you got here? That's all part of the game and shit. But yeah, he was the opener, Tizo touchdown. And then while we was, first time we left, we was looking for food. That's when Vince Staples came out. And that's the real reason I came. Once I seen Vince Staples was going to be there, I was like, oh, I'm going to enjoy this. You know, Vince had put an album out this year. Fuck with it heavy. I think it's called Vince Staples. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. But the album was pretty good. So I'm figuring, you know, he comes to the concert, it's going to be good. But he opened up while we was out getting food, or no, we was out getting merch, because I was pissed off at first, and I'm like, nigga, you with your daughter. You can miss your favorite song. You're making sure your daughter have a great experience. So we got back, seen some events. Vince was kicking it. Show was cool. I could tell, like, the crowd, them being young people, like, it was mainly, like, a young crowd and shit. Not saying I ain't young, but it was younger than me. I can tell they really wasn't hip to Vince music, or they wasn't feeling it, or they was on a different vibe. They was ready to turn up. It's like Vince got some like chill gangster music. As he describes it, you might as well go ahead and get some chamomile and a gun if you want to listen to this music. Get some chamomile tea and a blower. But yeah, Vince set was cool. He did a couple of cool songs and shit. He turned up. He showed Philly love. Then it was this lady named Kali Ayukis. I hope I say your name right, sweetheart. I think I heard of her before, but I was also confused because I thought they were talking about Kiani or Kalani. I don't know these female singers' names. But Kalani, I think that's her name. I don't fucking know. But yeah, it was this super sexy. It sounded like she was Latino. They went wild for her. Her name was Kali Ulukis or some shit like that. If you know the name, you know it. If you don't, you don't. But when I say they screamed louder for her than they did Vince, like on the introductions and shit, they was there to see her. All the young ladies was there to see this young lady. I gotta look her up and shit. Not only is she grown, but she bad. The music wasn't bad either. Super like sexy Spanish music. I was feeling it though. When I say Tyler had a crazy fucking set. Tyler, he came out and it was, you know, he had to warm up the crowd a little bit. His set was different colors, like pink and blue. And it was this big ass house type of structure on the stage. And mind you, they had two stages. So, hold on, let me relight the blunt. So Tyler come out, he kicking this shit, he doing some of this shit. We all bother. Then this nigga gets in, like, they got this middle section that's blocked off. So say they got floor seats, but they're not seats. People standing up and shit. Standing room only, I guess is what they would call it. But, and they got a section off so that it's a middle corridor. And it's a fucking, I ain't gonna say a sailboat because it ain't had no sail, but it was like a speedboat type of joint. And that would take him to the, damn, I forgot the, my watch still make noise, fuck it. But they would take him to the second stage. So he go over to the second stage where it's like a safari. And he start turning up, getting lit. Mind you, I'm drinking at the time, so I'm getting lit too. We all in there just turning up and shit. The kid, I was more turned up than the kids, honestly. But he kicking his shit. Then he get back on the sailboat. He go back to the other stage. And he start kicking some of my shit that I fuck with him for and shit. Like Earthquake and a couple other joints and shit. Man, that was a fun-ass concert. That was, at first, I didn't think it was. I was like, when we first got in the parking lot, we standing in line. I seen all the little white kids and shit. Some with their parents, some in big-ass groups. I'm like, oh, first I'm like, oh shit, I'm getting old. I'm probably old enough to be all these kids' daddy and shit. But once we got in there and the music started rocking, especially when Tyler started kicking his shit and I'm singing along, oh, I had a great time, yo. I really had a great time. It was like a great bonding experience I had with my daughter. We always share that memory. We could throw on a Tyler song and always say, yo, remember the concert? And I'm definitely looking forward to doing that with not only her more, but with all of my children more. Because, you know, you just want to build those experiences and those memories that they can have once you're gone and shit as a parent. Because I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to say I've been having a fatherhood. Some people be like, fatherhood is easy, man. Fatherhood has been kicking my ass at different points in my life. But it's just like, for having multiple kids, that's what it is. Because you ain't going to be able to give your time to all of them like you would just one. So you got to divide that time up amongst other things, amongst finding time to even be a father, because you got to go out here and work. You got to go out here and get money. Excuse me. But yeah, like, that's why I really be trying to find time to be a father, because one, I mean, I'm a person in myself, so I got my own interests. And some people be like, well, your interest should be first and foremost taking care of your children. And it is, but at the same time, we all people and we all care about a multitude of things in life. So it's like, I got the shit that I care about that I be trying to squeeze in, gotta work, gotta find time to, you know, parent and show love and understanding to different children that's in different circumstances and shit from different parents, of course. And then also, like I said, it's, you still gotta focus on the work aspect because you gotta go get this money. So that sometimes if you're working a job and it's not a high paying salary job, more than likely as a man, you gotta have two jobs to be out here and not only survive but take care of your family. So that takes away from some of your time. Because if you're working 2 8-hour jobs, that's 16 hours right there. If you manage to get 4 hours of sleep, boom, that's 20. With the other four for your kids, or maybe the other two for your kids, two for yourself, that's your whole day right there. And that's with 4 hours of sleep. And I ain't complaining like only fathers do it. No, mothers do that shit too. Don't get me wrong. I'm just speaking in the sense of me as a man and what I go through. But, you know, with every challenge in life, you got to step up to it. And that's how I look at it. I've been challenged to make superheroes. I'm one superhero myself, but I've been granted the gift and ability to raise an additional 8 superheroes. Some people can only raise one. Some people can't even do that. But my challenge in life is to raise 8 superheroes. And I know damn well I can do it. Because I can do anything I put my mind to. And that's like cliche for people to say, but I really and actually believe that wholeheartedly. Anything I believe in, I can do. Whether it's raising 8 kids or just the situation I'm in life now, where it's like, all right, I got some things I got to figure out. I'm about to do the truck driving school. That's my next goal. I got to move out soon, find another place to stay. Actually, I'm supposed to move out real soon, like maybe today, but I ain't sure. And you ask me what's my plan? My plan is to do the best I can, because I made a plan before and it kind of fell through, and I can't say I gave up, but it just, I'm reformulating a new plan. But I'm definitely not giving up, because like everything else in life, shit happens and you got to figure it out. Hope I ain't been too close to the microphone. One of the listeners sent me a message and said they couldn't hear me on one podcast. So I brought the microphone a little closer. But yeah, I can't say that life is bad. Can't say that life is great. I can say I'm making life what I want it to be with the choices I make. So with every choice, how my life goes is a reflection of that choice. So if I'm not in the place where I want to be, just got to make better choices. That's all. That's all life is. I'm going to keep the podcast short today. Quick little 20. But yeah, man, the concert is fly as shit. If you're a parent and you listen to this podcast, find out what type of music these children listen to. Or put your children up on some new music. Take them to a concert. Or just, you know, drive, listen to some music. Take them to a play or something. Just put them up on shit. That shit is a dope-ass memory to hold on to. I'm going to always remember that. For sure. You know? And just spend time with your family and shit. That's the most important. As much time as you can. Because I know we all got to, you know, do our thing and provide. We got things that we care about personally. But, you know, all you can do is do your best to still be there for your family. But I got things I got to go figure out. I appreciate you listening to the Lens Bias Podcast. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.